This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers. Welcome. Hello, friends. Quick reminder, church announcements, Monday, May 3rd. That show is very likely to sell out, so please get your tickets. Angel, you got anything going on?
No, just Shop Mama Likes is what I'm doing, so y'all know where to go.
Shop Mama Likes. All right, we're jumping right in. This was highly recommended on our Patreon.
And I love it.
This woman did, she paid $10,000 for a dating coach, so I'm going to play the video so you can hear. You're just going to be able to hear it. I'm not going to turn the laptop around. All right, here you go.
Her name is Shirley Vernay. Hold on, let me start it again.
I'm 39. I had not been on one date in 2 years. Then I invested $10,000 into my dating coach. Shout out to Aaron Ware White. I met my fiance a year ago. He proposed 2 months ago. And now we're getting married in 5 months. So I'm going to finish telling you the iconic engagement story. After that, I'm going to use this page to help you become the CEO of your love life. But first, let's talk investments. People will spend $20,000 on Dr. Miami, $100,000 on higher education, but there are some people in my comments literally cringing at the idea of investing their money and protecting their hearts and their future love lives. So I know the cost. I literally wasted 13 years of my youth on a man because I was not educated on how to date, how to choose wisely, how to pick with intention and clarity. And that comes with consequences. Having children with someone who doesn't show up, wasting years in a low vibrational relationship, letting your emotions allow you to crash out and lead you away from your purpose, being Delulu about the red flag. So as a CEO of a seven-figure content studio, I'm now the CEO of my love life. And I lead my love life with wisdom. Your literal life depends on who you choose. So I encourage you to choose wisely. I'm 39. I had not been on.
All right.
As a black woman, I mean, obviously you're married.
I would absolutely invest that type of money.
Really?
I absolutely
We haven't
would.
Had a chance to talk about this. Let me hear your reasoning.
I absolutely have no problems. Now, what I'm seeing in the comments, though, is that she also met him on Hinge.
But she met
her fiancé.
On Hinge?
Yeah.
The man? But,
yeah, the person that she's... engaged to, but if I thought, well, this is me, I'm also a perpetual student, so if I thought I wasn't doing something well that was a priority for me, I will invest large sums of money to get better at it. And if someone
up to 10K?
Absolutely. I mean at this stage in life.
Yeah.
At this stage in life where 10K is still a lot of money to me, but it's not like one of my necessities would go unpaid because of me spending that.
Yeah.
Listen, Linda. If I could find somebody who had a proven track record, especially because the dating landscape, I feel like has been... Well, obviously, when we started dating our current spouses, it was different than when our parents dated their current... Oh, well, my mother's not married, but when they were out in the dating world.
Yeah.
I feel like the day's current landscape is ever changing. And so, yeah, I'd be like, if I was flailing around and things were not going the way and it was that much of a priority.
Yeah. That's
hell
the key.
Yeah. And it was a priority for me.
Yes.
Go ahead. What you gonna say?
I was gonna say it's hard for me to think of that scenario for myself because that's not how our society works.
Correct.
For men. Men are not, there's not really any negative if a man's unmarried late in life and childless. I notice on Twitter a lot, I know it sucks. Don't read the comments. Did you hear this trend like X amount of years and no kids was like popping, and people were like 29 with no kids.
Yeah.
So a couple of women that I follow posted like whatever 31 with their no kids 39. Uh-huh. It invites so much ire from
ire.
Yeah, so much ire from men and even sometimes women. Usually men. Like what is a lot of
you?
Time men cannot understand a woman's value outside of being married and birthing children.
Yeah,
like when are you going? Who gonna take care of you? Mm-hmm. When you ain't got the kids, even though people in the death care industry have said, by and large, men end up dying more alone and the rats come eat your eyeballs out than women. Flies are inside your body.
Yes.
Now, I spend money on what I believe is important.
Correct.
There's a lot of people who wouldn't do the things that I do. Mm-hmm. Tony Baker, a good friend of mine, we just recorded our new drama, City High, What Would You Do?
Yep.
Coming to Off Broadway Cleveland, 2025. Angel stars as Lonnie. Great work.
Great work.
If you're on Patreon, you got to see this idea come from me and Angel randomly talking about this.
Yes.
To shooting it, to revamping it. Tony just pops in. It was a great time.
Yeah.
But Tony and I both travel for work. For comedy.
Yeah.
And both of us have means to fly first class and stay first class. Or stay in nice hotels.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important to me to fly first class for comfort. And very important for me to stay at the nicest hotel I can for the money.
Mm-hmm.
It is not that important to Tony.
At all.
It's important for Tony to save money. So Tony doesn't mind sitting in main cabin. He, you know, exit row is fine for him. Window seat exit row, he's happy. If he gets bumped up, he'll take it. But he don't do this stuff.
Yeah.
And hotel-wise, he don't stay in raggedy motels, but he won't try and stay in the Four Seasons. And it doesn't bother him.
Yeah.
What Tony values is his time, his peace, his walks, his cats.
Yes.
Right? So we could have the same thing and not value it the same. Now, on the other hand, content-wise, Tony and I will both invest large sums of our own money to make something we want to make, even if we knew we weren't going to make a dime back, because we value creating an art in very similar ways. And if we were to go, we actually talked about this, go in on a movie and each put in a certain amount of money, we are okay. Not okay, we wouldn't want it, but we're okay not making that money back.
Yeah.
So for me, I can understand how a woman in America, and I think America is important because I think different cultures impact how you see relationships differently. I can see a woman in and even a man too, not wanting to be lonely and feeling like if I'm, to your point, there's something I'm doing wrong, I'll pay. Now for me.
Me cabin.
All that being said, I don't think I would pay $10,000 for that. And if I did pay $10,000 and I end up finding it on Hinge, I'd be like, no, what the $10,000 was for. But at the same time, I can see if you pay the $10,000, but you're seeing Hinge differently.
Yes, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, you're like swiping differently on Hinge is where the women, I don't know which one.
I don't know nothing about no dating app.
Okay, Bumble is where the women go first. Mm-hmm. So Hinge is just like Tinder, there's no difference? I've never been on a dating app.
It's because it's different. If she wasn't paying for a matchmaker, she was paying for a dating coach.
Right.
So that's
why. But then she ended up finding the man on. I think before I watched the video, I assumed she would have found the man in a coffee shop or whatever. But to be honest, I think most people find dates on dating apps in today's society.
So I would thank the coaches, like you said, helping her in the dating landscape be more successful in the terms that she considers success.
Quick aside, can you accept the collaboration on TikTok as well?
Oh, they do it now.
Yeah, I send it to you. I don't know if you got it.
But I did not see it.
I want a Broadway producer to pick up our play.
That we have we don't have the rights to.
We don't have the rights to, but I think the right people will see it.
Nice.
The point I was going to make is...
It don't do. See, it says add to your story.
This is TikTok?
Yeah.
Review.
Oh. Thank you. They still haven't given me this feature.
No, they don't. It's very few people have it. And you can only use it 4 times a month. I don't know why. That's dumb.
Stupid.
So stupid. But you know, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and I don't want to big myself up, but there's a lot of things that other people do that I wouldn't necessarily do, but I don't necessarily be like, that's dumb, that's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's like avocado toast to me. I don't like avocado toast. But if you like avocados, I'm gonna be like, that's crazy. Why would you smash up an avocado and put some paprika and some chili flakes on it? Like, I'll be like, nigga, that's on the menu. I don't care for avocados that much.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I approach a lot of things. I saw 10K. I was like, dang. My actual first thought was, dating coaches is getting $10,000. Is this per session? Did you pay up to 10K? You know, like
she probably paid up to 10K. Listen, I paid that in therapy fees for a set amount of time. I paid that up front. And
ten bands up front.
Mm-hmm.
You better. I better be able to fly with my mind.
And it's so helpful.
I better have control over paying it up front. You better fix my past with a time machine. I want you to take me back to my inner child as a 6-year-old angel with half up, half down, half up.
Yeah, half
fix
down.
Fix me as a baby.
Yeah, full eyebrows, unibrow. Yes, but my mental health and the way I view the world and the way I view my goals and living a happier, healthier life is well worth. And that was, I've paid that, I think, 3 times over. Like,
what was wrong with you?
No, like, I paid it, did all of my sessions, and was like, let's re-up. This is a great time.
I probably paid that I didn't pay mine up front. But over the therapy is not cheap, first of all.
Yeah.
$200, $250 a session for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
That add up now.
Oh, I did have her personal number and 24-hour access. Oh no, it was worth it.
Also, personal trainers too.
Listen.
I was paying that trainer and I wasn't eating right. One of us is wasting our money.
With Talia. Talia ain't cheap. Let me tell you what. She was like, we just finished our first set. She was like, all right, unless you want to do it again. I said, I'm about to do some revisions to my lipo, so I'll be back once I heal from that.
I'll be back. I'll be back.
I said, let me do
that. Let me go ahead and let me cut to the chase a little bit.
Let me get closer to where I'm trying to go, and I'll come back there. Yeah, let
me just be firm in it.
Yeah, just give me. I got a heal for about a month, and then we'll get back to it. But yeah, no, I honestly don't see anything wrong with it. Again, her age,
39.
Because of my own goals when it came to marriage and family, I would have spent double that. I was like, if you can make this happen for me, me find the right person I'm supposed to be with, take my money.
Yes.
So I can understand. If I was 20-something, no. I'd be like, let me just figure this out and keep fumbling however I'm handling this.
Mm.
But at 39, if it was that important to me and I had it, hell yeah, wouldn't even think twice.
Yeah.
Wouldn't.
Mm-mm. Listen, I've spent that kind of money on a trip, flight, hotel expenses, and
not even thought twice.
The memory is what I have.
Right. You don't even have it to hold.
Once you fly, you've flown.
Yeah.
Once you're at the hotel, once you sleep, you slept.
Mm-hmm.
They don't be like, you don't get to take the bed with you.
No, you don't.
And all I have, Egypt trip.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's about a month worth of shows.
I bet.
Oh, yeah.
I bet.
Cleveland, Columbus. I was counting them up.
And you just got that right here.
Oh, yeah.
It's just in there.
And all that's in my mind. The corners of my mind, I just can't see.
Seem fine.
But do whatever makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
If within reason.
Yeah. I think more people should do it, to be honest. Maybe not spend that much money, but go to a professional that has proven results.
Mm-hmm.
I really encourage. Don't stop asking your friends. Go to somebody who's like, I have helped help people find the person that they seem very happy with, and that they've been together for some years and nothing toxic is happening this many times over. I'd be like, give them your money. Come on.
And also, I wish I could start a 10K dating coach business.
Nobody would take you seriously.
I don't know what to tell y'all. Listen, let me tell you what. I ain't gonna hold you. I was thinking about this today. 25 years ago is when I started dating Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
25 years ago.
Yeah.
You know how much the world, technology, dating has changed since then? That's why I love Solomon Missouri's rant about you don't want to be out here.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I wouldn't even know what to do out there in the land as far as dating with intention, all that type of stuff. It helps me be married so much. You're going to work regardless, mm-hmm. right? You're going to have to do some heavy lifting, emotional baggage, all that, whatever it is, emotional intelligence, I meant to say. I would rather continue to invest in the relationship that I have long-term partner with
mm-hmm.
than to go out there and be like, so how you spell Sheila?
No, this
would be... because my mom's name is, she goes E-I, you went E-E-L-A-H.
No, this would be your first tip. First, you want to write her a note and send it to her in class. step number one, see, watch her reaction when she read, nigga, I'm not in class. You're not?
Fold it for your eyes only. Oh,
yes.
You write that on there. Get the little corner pull tab.
Yeah.
People love the pull tab.
Oh, yeah. Makes it real easy to open. Doesn't rip. Yeah. So, oh, you don't got class. Okay. All right.
Okay, y'all going to go to teen Bible study.
Teen Bible study.
You
going to
wink over at her. Okay. Y'all go to church online. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So,
okay.
At her in the comments. Be like, hey, I could be a Boaz. Try that.
Try that. Yeah. People would be like, get, no, no, no. I would literally see what his MySpace looks like. See if you don't have MySpace, go to Black Planet. See if he's like interacting with people over there.
Try to get in this top eight.
Yeah, then
if you go top eight, you become top one.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yes, play a game of MASH. There you go. There you go.
Thank you to Ava for sponsoring today's podcast. I wish I knew how important credit was in my 20s. This is why I'm so happy for a company like Ava to be sponsoring today's episode, because having good credit can give you access to so many things that you've hoped and dreamed for. Listen, interest rates are brutal right now. And if your car payments and credit card payments are squeezing your budget, a higher credit score could save you thousands of dollars every year. Ava can help you with that. Ava is a credit building app that makes it super simple to improve your credit fast, so you can get better rates on loans, pay off debt faster, and keep money in your pocket, okay? The Ava card gives you credit up to $2,500, and you can use it to pay your existing bills and subscriptions automatically. Then just sit back and watch your credit climb. Ava reports your on-time payments to all major credit card or credit bureaus every day to help you build positive credit history quickly. The longer you stick with Ava, the higher your credit score will go or can go. Joining Ava gives you access to all of Ava's credit building tools starting at just $6 per month. For just $6 a month, you can potentially save thousands. There's no credit check, no interest, and no fees. Ava is the highest rated credit building app. With thousands of five-star reviews, it's the only credit building app that is rated excellent on Trustpilot and an A+ on the Better Business Bureau. Don't let your credit hold you back another day. Grow your credit score fast with Ava. Download the Ava app, spelled A-V-A, today. And when you join using our promo code THING, you'll get your first month free. This offer is only for our listeners, okay? Get the Ava app and use promo code THING to get your first month free. That's promo code THING, T-H-I-N-G. Thanks to Ava, and now go get yourself good credit.
All right, moving on to Sports Talk with Angel.
Yeah!
Recently... It's Friday. I guess the WNBA draft was, what, Monday night or Tuesday night?
Oh, yeah.
Was it that this week?
Absolutely.
Monday.
This week,
Monday.
Was the WNBA draft. I was all about it.
You were all about it. Sedona Prince, Angel. You actually do know about
Sedona. Yes.
She did not get drafted.
She's Sedona be drafted. She's a sitting, Sedona gonna be sitting down somewhere. So, Sedona was, we knew about her when she was showing us the inside of the workout room.
Yes, the disparity between men and women, college basketball at the March Madness.
Yes, they had, the girls had like ankle weights. That's what they had for them.
The NCAA was like, oh yeah, we have women. Lift this box up.
Yes.
You can curl this.
They were like, well, there's some Tybo tapes. You can play
the VCR. Yeah, we got some Richard Simmons stuff on a VHS. What else do y'all want? Yeah. Hey, the men had a doggone state-of-the-art.
All of the things. All the machines. Smith machines, leg press machines, everything you could ever think of. So that's how she kind of went viral. She was one of those basketball personalities that you were seeing on social media. Then she kind of wasn't there for a little bit. She was playing for, what, TCU?
So when this first happened, she was on Oregon.
At Oregon.
She was on Oregon. I think she got hurt, took a year off. She was, and also, I followed her on TikTok from the NCAA thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was making TikToks with her girlfriend. It was all fun. Mm-hmm. She was dunking and all that stuff. Then she got hurt. And then years passed. She popped up at TCU. And when she came back on TCU, that she came with some allegations.
Yes.
Because I noticed her comment section had changed.
Uh-huh.
And I said, hey, I have missed something in her life
mm-hmm.
from the last time I saw her to now. Did a little research.
She didn't. She been in some mess. This big white grizzly bear has been in some domestic violence. Domestic violence.
Domestic violence.
She, her and her previous girlfriend both filed claims against each other that they were both abusing each other. There was also a claim that was withdrawn that she had forced someone to put their hand down her shorts, which I just...
Oh, dang, I didn't even see that.
Yes, they withdrew it, but that's one of the claims as well, which I'm just like, that would really piss me off. You shove my hand down there and I feel twat? What? What? I would be so...
That's not funny.
It is.
That's not funny.
I mean, no, but...
The twat as a... it's a funny word.
It's just... Is this a wallet? What am I... Oh, it would make me so mad. Yuck.
Is a sweaty wallet in your pants?
Yes. I don't know how y'all do it, lesbians, but more power to you. So, when she goes into the draft, these teams were like, we don't... like. There's three allegations that I heard of in total.
Yeah.
And unlike men in sports, where they'll let you beat a woman dead in the face and have it recorded, they'll be like, get up there, throw the ball, do what you're supposed to do. While domestic violence of any kind should not be supported and should be looked down upon, it definitely is happening in the WNBA because they were like, listen, we just now got people watching us for real. Mm-hmm. Not just the super fans, but like people who are like, oh, we like to see great athletes. We are not about to have you tarnish our brand. So she fumbled the bag. She's 6'7". So,
which is, I think if she would have gotten drafted, she would have been either the third or fourth tallest person in the league.
Jeez.
And she was also like 24 years old. She was in college for 7 years.
Oh, yeah. So, baby, your lifespan is shrinking mm-hmm. rapidly.
And had like a broken leg. She had played three different schools
mm-hmm.
over the 7 year period mm-hmm. and had like either two full years of red shirt due to medical. No, one for medical, and then another one she sat out and she transferred prior uh-huh. to the transfer portal thing relaxing. And I ain't gonna hold you to your point about men, they be doing stuff in season. They'll mm-hmm. be suspended, they'll come back. I was really curious to see how the WNBA would do it. And they said, no, we don't
they
want
said,
you.
They said, listen, you know they're always gonna hold women to a higher standard. This is a standard that everyone should be held to.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think probably some people are like, well, it's two women beating on each other. She's, again, 6'7".
And her girlfriend, at least the first one, I don't know if this is the one that was accused, mm-hmm. that baby was...
She's regular size.
She was little.
This is not no regular, degular fight between two women.
Yeah.
This one has a definite physical advantage. So anyways, she messed up she really messed up her opportunity.
From
with
where
her behavior.
She started during the pandemic and that
yeah.
highlighting that disparity mm-hmm. and her TikTok, her brand deals. To that period of darkness, and when she came back, I said, oh, my God. I thought TikTok just hadn't been showing her
to me. Uh-huh.
But she actually stopped posting tremendously because yeah. of the thing. And it was like a hate watch for the draft. Like, so many of WNBA fans, mm-hmm. when she didn't get drafted, my TikToks were full of joy and glee.
Oh, they were like, that's what you get.
They were, and they were like, and she low-key can't even hoop like that. She's just tall. Her offensive skill set ain't like that. Like, Asia gonna go to work on her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
it was not good for her.
Mm.
And
speaking of Asia, did you see her in, what magazine was it? Oh, gosh, yes. She looked so, did you see her?
Looked great.
She looked great. Oh, everybody did. Spike was in there looking just as adorable as he want to be. And
I got Asia's shoes at home, by the way.
What is her feet bigger than yours?
Yes.
That's crazy.
She is 6'4",
6'3". Oh,
wow. When I was at that Aces game, I said, she will beat me.
Of course.
She beat me in basketball.
Of course.
I ain't going to hold you. Don't think I would score.
Oh, no. She would embarrass you and hurt you.
I was about to say, the most likely thing to happen is an injury on my behalf. Non-contact. trying to drive past Asia Wilson.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any woman in the WNBA I could be.
I don't think so either. I don't even know why you have to contemplate it.
Some high schoolers. Juju Watkins in high school?
Oh, yeah.
She would have been me.
She's got a huge billboard on, is it a, what role was I on? Vine or?
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, Gower. It is gorgeous. I said, look at how, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I love how the basketball players who choose to, I'm not saying all basketball players have to, choose to lean into both sides of themselves. Their femininity and like their prettiness as well as their athleticism.
Yes.
I feel like at one point in time, because women had to prove that they were good athletes, they were like, I can't even have you look at me.
Yes.
In any other way other than a balling machine. But now these girls are like, you're going to get both.
Yes.
On a court, off the court. Speaking of which, this is off topic, but on topic. Have you seen the documentary on Netflix called Sprint?
Yes.
Have you watched all of it already? Or just a couple of episodes?
I watched the majority. I might have finished it. And if I didn't, I might only have like 20, 30 minutes left.
Oh, my gosh. I started it at the dentist's office. Mm-hmm. They have the TV up top and you can watch. And now I'm making the twins and Lil Marcus watch it with me because it's just so good.
It's so good. In a different world, track athletes would get paid so much more.
Yeah.
And I mean, they still get paid, but it's not equally distributed and they got to go to Europe. But
that is my favorite sport to watch.
Yeah, track?
Yes.
Yeah, they be fast.
What's yours?
To watch?
To watch.
Ooh. I'd say college football. Mm. Prior, it's changed a little bit because of the playoff. College football, prior to the expansion of the playoffs, every week had huge implications. Mm-hmm. They played hard every week. They play hard in the NFL every week, too. But the implications aren't as huge because you can make the playoffs, you can go to the Super Bowl. But back in the day, I know I'm feeling you know, you lose one, you can't go to the championship game. Mm-hmm. Now you can, so it's not as heavy. But I think I'd probably say college. Right now, if I had to rank them, it'd probably be college football, women's college basketball, WNBA, wrestling sits outside.
You can put it in there. It's a sport. It takes a lot of athleticism.
Wait, no, let me go back. I'd go college football, women's college basketball, NFL.
Mm.
Yeah. Because there'd be a lot of stinkers on the NFL games.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stinkers.
Yeah.
And I pay a lot for Sunday ticket. And if it weren't for Red Zone, I'd be like, well, these games suck.
Yeah.
And living in L.A. and being a Seahawks fan, you really can't get Seahawks games if you don't pay for the package. And the Seahawks kind of suck right now. Not suck, but they ain't
great.
They ain't gonna win the Super Bowl. But yeah, probably some combination of that. NBA playoffs is great, but NBA regular season is not interesting at all.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball playoffs is fantastic, but baseball regular season.
Baseball is probably at the bottom of my list of sports that I want to watch. Just go ahead and make me blind.
I'd rather get hit with a baseball.
I do not want to watch baseball.
Watch a baseball. It's boring.
And there's too much happening on the field for football for me sometimes. Basketball and football, while I do enjoy watching them, sometimes I don't know where the hell I'm supposed to be looking.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm supposed to follow the ball, but it'd be so much other stuff happening.
In football?
Yes, because I want to give attention to the linemen. Even though they
get them out of here.
I need to. They doing a job.
They doing a job, but get them out.
But it is. It's just too much. It's too much. Like extra stuff happening. I'm like, was I supposed to look over there too?
And then them play action fakes. You see a guy running. You think he has the ball. They be faking the cameraman out sometimes.
I know it. But go ahead.
All right, moving on. I want to talk about. Okay, so Alicia Cheek. This is Beyond Meat Burger owns me nothing.
My sorrow.
Did we talk about? Oh, she's dealt with you.
Yeah, she just celebrated her 1 year, I think.
You hazed her, right, or no?
No, I didn't get a chance to, but I would have though.
She got a sweet little baby, look just like her. We missed this when it actually happened, but the woman arguing on the street of New York about abortion.
Yeah.
And then the black lady said,
"They're both black. Why do people keep saying one lady's black and one lady isn't?
Is the other lady black? I thought she was Hispanic."
Oh, well, she might be Afro-Latina.
Okay, maybe she was.
But I was like, somebody black up in there.
Okay. The more obviously readily identifiable as black.
Yeah.
She said, I'm done talking. I'm going to punch you in the face now.
Rock 'em, sock 'em, robot. You know what? I think we all have that moment in life in our head, but we don't act on it. Where it's just like, yo, you getting on my nerves. And I just want to go ahead and punch you instead of continuing with you patronizing me, acting like a fucking ass.
We grew up in a time where people got punched in the face more. Mm-hmm. For saying crazy things. The internet has robbed us of this.
Yeah.
Because we say the crazy things behind the keyboard of the phone, the iPad, the, you know what I'm saying, whatever.
All that.
But she said that crazy and then she got, she did that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Because I would say due to our current political landscape and due to our current administration, we hear him say crazy things in the mic. We hear him talk to people crazy.
Yes.
So I think it has emboldened people to be like, I can say my point of view out loud to your face in a disrespectful way.
Yeah.
And the only recourse will be me shutting you down. Instead of you shutting my eyes. And baby girl, and I get that type of, I understand that type of rage. I don't agree with what she did, but I get that type of rage.
There's some people I want to punch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love to punch.
Sometimes I want to sock you, Kevin.
Angel.
I'd be like, I want to bust him upside. Not on your face, because that feels so rude. But I like right temple? Here. Yeah.
Side of the head?
Yeah.
Why you want to punch me?
Because you do that. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, Kevin.
You want to do this?
Yeah. It makes me want to punch you.
Oh, Kevin.
So, yeah, this lady, I mean, and it was one of them. I'm a black woman. It might as well have been her purse connected to that woman's head. The way she, and the woman head went back and she went to the ground. And even after the camera was like, I'm going to follow the woman who hit her. The camera eventually swung back and that woman was still on the ground. Baby girl, you got to get up faster than that if you gonna talk crazy. Because usually the people who talk crazy, they, like, even though you weren't expecting it, if for you not to look like a straight up fool, you gotta, even if it's a stumble away, you know, most of them, that's what they get. They get the hit. They're like, huh. All right, man. All right, man. You got it. You got it.
That's exactly what happens in those fights. Yes. They get shocked, they stumble, and they come to their senses quick as the blood starts to trickle down.
Yes. Meanwhile, she's like, I said, oh, baby girl, you need to take the last hit. You got to get up faster. Hey, lady. Hey, that was not cool. That was not cool.
Oh, my God.
She was just, she went down. Like, you can't talk that crazy and not have no type of way to protect yourself.
Did you see the Twisted Tea guy? He got smacked in the face with a Twisted Tea.
No.
So white dude calling a black dude nigga. And the black dude was let me show you, Angel. The Twisted. Let me show you, because it's exactly what you said. About the stumble?
Yeah, they all do the stumble. They, all right, okay, man, chill out. Chill out, man.
Hold on. I got to show you this because this was satisfying.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah. Oh. Nope.
You got it, man.
Yeah, you got it. You got it, man.
Well, that six or seven punch, you know what?
You got it.
This is not going how I thought it would go.
You got it. He should have been. The problem was, now you already know your brain is still rattling around in your skull, and you going to get up there. All right, let me show you how I'm a take you down. His punches were so slow after that.
Take it down.
You got to walk away. And I think people don't get hit enough. Like, I can get accidentally hit in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take me time to recover.
Oh, Jamie Foxx had a joke about that. He said, you get punched in the nose, all of a sudden you can't stop saying yes.
Because that's what it is.
Your eyes water. You...
Oh, yeah. Your nose are directly connected to the tear ducts.
When I was learning, when my brother was teaching me to fight, he said, when you punch somebody, you know, first You got to turn your body, hips, and you got to punch their nose, but you got to punch through to the back of their head.
Yeah.
So, but if you, that nose meat gets soft all up and through here.
You ain't even got to punch them hard. You can do this to the nose, yeah. And that'll make somebody go.
Is that how you want to punch?
No.
You want to punch hard. You want to hook.
I want to hook to this, your nose. I don't want to hurt you.
And there's a lot of real estate.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I honestly want to do an open hand.
You want to
I want to hear the skin. Whack up.
Why you want to slap okay?
You be like, Angel. Whack. I'm not a good puncher. My hands, my fingers, as fat as they are, and as much as they look like they work on a farm, they're not as powerful when they're together like this. They're way more powerful out. Yeah, the real estate of my palm.
Smacking hurts. You see the power slap.
Yeah.
They be getting knocked out.
I don't know how their eardrums are even.
I don't. You can't be smacking. I mean, they be. Whoosh.
Yeah.
They be having the bite down, the mouth guard.
Yeah, of course.
They be unconscious. That's CTE.
It's people head stupid. Injury. They are stupid for doing that. And I know you just said earlier, I don't say people are stupid for doing things. They are stupid.
They are stupid. All right. Now, we haven't seen Sinners yet. You haven't seen it?
No, okay. I haven't.
Ryan Coogler, I was telling Tone this when he walked in. Did you see the video that went viral of Ryan Coogler explaining how IMAX film works versus all the other
like
films?
I feel like I've seen something that went viral, but I was so enamored by the thickness of his accent. I don't recall what he was talking about. I'm going to be honest. I don't remember what the hell he said.
He was talking about how film is shot and how the different aspect, how the different types of film relate to different screens. And I guess Sinners is intended to, well, it's been shot in 70mm IMAX, which is thicker and there's less perforations. I ain't no expert.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, his accent has been going viral. I was telling Tone, it's the first time I can think of that a successful piece of marketing material for a movie has been the director talking about the technical aspects of like camera film.
Yeah.
And that made me interested in seeing the movie. I never go see IMAX unless it's like the time I want. You know what I'm saying? I know IMAX and 3D are different, but a lot of time they mix them together. I actually hate 3D movies.
3D makes me feel like I got cataracts half the time. It's too much for me. It's too much. Too much.
I don't like the glasses. I don't like the experience.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take the glasses off.
Yeah.
So I avoid it as much as possible, again, unless it's long. But I just think, I hope this movie's going to do well. It's tracking to do like 50 million, 45, 50 million, which would be the biggest opening for a black director since Jordan Peele's
Get Out, or
I think it was the next one. Nope. Thank you.
Nope.
Yeah. So even if I can't watch it this week, I'm gonna buy it. But I just want to shout out him. But his accent, it's so funny because California people be saying they don't have no accent, and everybody else be like, "What do you mean?"
And his is not. Let's be very clear. His is not an LA accent.
Yeah, he got an Oakland. He got a Bay
he
Area,
has
right?
A Bay Area accent.
Is he
fully
from the Bay? I thought he went to USC.
Yeah, that might be where he went to school, but where he is from, I do believe, is the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah, that's probably why Fruit Bow was more.
Mm-hmm. He's like,
Ryan
so.
Yeah, he's from Oakland.
Shot this on IMAX. And then he also has this kind of lisp thing that I was just like, baby, what is in your mouth?
It sounds like he's talking through gritted teeth.
He sounds like he has a pepper. Give me the peppermint out your mouth so you can do this interview. Give it to me. Spit it out in my hand. I'll give it to you when you get done. That's what it's like.
Angel, you are a funny person, man.
Golly. I'm like, if we could pause, you give it to me.
You are like Tom Brady. Like drafting Tom Brady with like the sixth round and then having all these, like, just being so much better than advertised.
Thanks. You know.
Oh, my God. Give it to me. I'll put it back in.
I'll put it, but give it to me, because we're not understanding everything. You saying Sinners instead of Sinners.
He said that movie was supposed to be called Grilled Cheese at first.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't get a chance to click on the video because the internet was bad. And then when it came back on, I was on to the next thing. All right. Moving on. Did we talk about Gail and them going to space?
No, we didn't get a chance to because we were talking about me getting cut. Why? Okay. This is why you in your, what is that? That is what we talked about. See, this is one of those moments where I want to smack the
Why you want to smack me?
Because why are you going into mute? You could have been like, yep, yeah, you're right. We did. That's what we
You're right.
Why'd you get so far into your feelings?
I don't want the Patreon, not again.
They not going to do nothing. They
headphones, laugh. My headphones. So Gayle King and a harem of white women.
Yes, they did.
Katy Perry, and I don't know nobody else.
Mm-mm, neither did I.
They went up to space on the Blue Origin penis rocket. That thing looks like the world's... It's like something Dr. Evil would make. Uh-huh. In, you know what
it
I'm
just
saying?
Needs to be gold.
That's all. I'd be like, y'all never looked at the design?
They did.
See if it looked like dick and balls?
They did. They were like, yes.
They went up to space, and I didn't know the doggone space trip was like 9 minutes.
It was so fast.
11 minutes. They went up there and they said, woo! And came back down, and when they hit Earth, the niggas on Earth were pissed off. Gail, as soon as she hit the ground, she went to the Today Show, the Today Show studios, and was like, ah, "We were doing this for women. I don't want to call myself an astronaut
because you're not, baby girl.
Why would you want to call yourself an astronaut?
That's you like you went on a roller coaster that happened to be longer than usual. That does not then make you an engineer.
The world's greatest roller coaster, the spaceship, and it literally goes to space.
Yes,
that girl didn't do no astronaut training. She didn't do no peanut butter stuff.
No,
I don't want to call myself an astronaut
because you're not, Gayle. You're not.
Did you want to? And then so people were mad at them for basically obscene displays of wealth. Because it costs hella bread, like 150K or something like that.
Oh, you could go.
No, I could not go.
Because your family?
Because I don't have that to spend on space.
Well, you don't want to spend that type of money to go to space.
Don't have it to spend on space. I have just mere nickels and bread.
Kevin, you have a television show on air in another television show that's about
I
to
am
air.
In debt to the Russian mafia for gambling.
That's what I figured.
I don't want to talk about how much I owe. Did you see me in a training day?
You have a sold out 260-day tour.
I went on tour to the Old Testament.
Yes.
The amount of books in the Bible, the Old
he's
Testament.
He's on Malachi right now, and he's trying to get all the way to Nehemiah.
But anyway, Gayle was... Okay, now this is what I really think.
Please.
Gayle was greatly disconnected with what the average American would think about this. I do believe Gayle genuinely believed people would be like, that's so brave. The little girls will now be inspired to be astronauts because of what you guys accomplished here today. And when they came down, people were like, this was so stupid that y'all wasted this money going to space for 9 minutes. And she was like, have y'all been to space? Nigga, no. Because we don't have space money.
Right. So that's the only clapback she can do. She can't be like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think about that. You got to be like, bitch, you ain't been to space. So shut up.
My thing is, honestly, this is one of the times where I feel like if any of them were just like, nigga, I got money.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would rather you just say I am filthy
this
rich.
This is my, yeah, and luxury I'm doing that I'm doing. This,
but don't try to make it seem inspiring because... If you actually were an astronaut, like did the training, mm-hmm. I think little girls could be inspired by that. Mm-hmm. If you just filthy rich, all they can aspire to do is be filthy rich
well,
so they can
waste
aspiration. The
money.
No, it is. But it ain't aspiration to be an astronaut. It's to be filthy rich.
If you want to go to outer space and not do all the training.
Get rich enough to skip the steps and go to space without having to learn anything right. In a large penis.
Yeah.
Because I'm rich. And you poor earthlings live on Earth.
Yeah.
And that's where you're going to stay. And eventually when the rich go to Mars, we're going to leave you guys on this rotting planet. Okay. I ain't got it. But to try to be like, the children and the women and girls, nigga, ain't nobody trying to hear that.
Well, listen, there is a huge risk.
Of going to space?
Hell yeah.
I thought they might could have been dead.
Absolutely. So I could see her being like, well, you know what? Now... Is it delusional and a little disconnected? Yes, but I could see her saying, I'm going to risk it because I will get to be the only... No, there was another black woman. One of the only two black women on this ship.
Was the other... The black woman was on there with them?
Yeah, she was from... She not from here. She had up another flag.
Oh, I didn't...
Like Bahamian. I'm almost certain there was another black girl. She's Pretty Little Chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's an act. They said she was an actual scientist. Yeah, the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. So I can see being like, okay, if this is...
she's nice and black.
Very pretty. If this is going to be the first time an all-female crew is going up into space, mm-hmm. I want to show up not only for being a black woman, but also being a black woman of an older age.
Yep.
And how that might be inspiring if you don't think about the fact that eggs cost a whole lot of money and our world is falling apart. If you mute out all of that.
Set that small little...
Set that
just
aside.
Just a little wrinkle.
Just the world falling apart.
Just set that little wrinkle aside.
Because I was laughing watching, because I know a lot of people were like, it's fake. This is all fake.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a lot of people believe that, too.
This is what told me it was real. Watching Gail in outer space... holding on to that ring, she was like, look. That was a woman.
I almost farted. I really had to hold it in.
She was fighting for her life. She was like, and you see? She was fighting.
Oh, my God.
And I don't believe her to be that good of an actress. I can tell you that right now.
That
the way
wig,
she,
too.
And the way she came up off the thing to ring the bell, I couldn't tell if they had just, if they were going up or coming back. I couldn't tell. She came off of that thing. She was like. I said, oh, Lord. Oh, Gail ain't gonna make it.
You see Oprah, when Gail came back, she said,
oh, I know. She was like, oh, if they blow up my friend. She's the only friend I got in the world.
Oh, my God.
She said, I got her, Tyler, Stedman. If she gone, I ain't got no girls in the group.
Got nobody.
Yes, they said she had the Viola. I mean, she was
that hair, Viola Davis walk.
Her hair was just. And they had them dressed like Victoria's Secret models going to ski.
What was that about?
I was like, why is everybody's waist snatched in their hourglass? And then they put them in a metal dick. This was space porn.
Oh, that's probably going to be some stuff. Space porn. I would like to have sex in zero gravity.
How do you leverage? Somebody would have to hold onto that table.
But I mean, if you in the gravity...
You use the other person. Oh, pull. You got to pull.
Here. You're here.
That would be the only time cowgirl would be simple. The way my thighs want to give out.
Somebody asked us if we would go in space.
My kids would have to be a lot older. I wouldn't want to risk it just to see the earth from the outside.
I seen the pictures.
Yeah.
I don't want to die in a dumb way.
Exactly.
That's what I think about. If I went to space... And the penis blew up. I'll be mad that I died in a dumb way. Submersible.
Oh yeah.
Dumb way to die. I don't want people at my funeral.
To see trash.
You gotta have a picture of me, cause I'm in space floating around like Princess Leia.
Yeah.
She was. And now you got a picture of Kev like this at the funeral.
That's exactly.
Somebody don't know ain't been on social media like how he died. And then somebody got to be like, well, you know, this nigga went
blew
to space.
Up in the space dick.
Exactly. The Blue Origin, yes. Yeah. The penis one?
Yeah.
And the niggas are going to be doing the electric slide eating chicken after that.
Well, no.
I don't want to die and then niggas going to eat, because the niggas going to eat the chicken regardless.
Oh, yeah.
I think about that all the time at my brother's funeral, boy. Then people was asking me about chicken in the parking lot. The doggone. I got a booger.
No, that was for me.
The amount of people who... Once the funeral is over, their main concern, and I mean not a tear in their eye. Mm-hmm. So how many people can go to the reaping?
How many?
Because I know it's the family. I know the family got to eat first. Yeah. I answered about 15 questions about chicken.
Because he was buried in October, correct?
Yes.
Yes, because I was on a fast.
Yes.
I ate that funeral chicken, though.
You ate it on the fast?
I couldn't take it no more. Fasting and crying, it just does not mix well. You got to have some carbs in there. So I said, just give me a little plate, a little chicken, a little macaroni.
And the chicken was great.
It was. I tore it up right before I got on my flight. That was the flight I got on. And I I think I told you this. Because the way I flew in, I landed extremely early.
Yes, I remember this.
Slept in my car in the church parking lot.
What would you do?
Listen,
if
I
room's
said,
not ready.
Yeah, I said, well, I'm just going to sleep here. Woke up, went to a grocery store, changed into my funeral clothes, got me oatmeal because my fast wasn't a complete fast. It was just I wasn't supposed to eat anything, you know, fried or
processed.
Yeah, processed. Had my oatmeal. Now, mind you, I'm exhausted. And then get to the funeral, crying at the funeral. You know, hello, everybody. Hope everybody's okay. Go to the repast. Okay, now I'm about to catch my flight because I was just in there for then. Get on the plane. I have my good seat window because I'm about to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
A woman gets on the plane with her two kids that don't speak not a lick of English.
Oh, oh.
Yeah. And the kids' two seats are beside me. They have to put her in a different seat. And it's an aisle seat, and it's not in our aisle. And the stewardess are all trying to talk to her. And I saw them look at me. I took my blanket, covered my head.
You turn your back on the baby?
I said, the stewardess, because I know they were thinking, well, if she would just change.
Somebody else?
Yes.
Did you turn over?
I surely did. I was like, my friend just died. I'm gonna
sleep. I will always love you. Sorry about that. You better tap somebody else.
I surely did.
Even when you scoot in good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Y'all better stop looking at me. But I took care of them babies. I said, when the snacks came around, I was like, y'all want some juice? I was like, he would like a juice. She would like a juice.
After you woke up?
Yeah, because I wanted a juice, too. Again, I needed some nourishment. And then when they fell asleep, I got a blanket, and I laid it over top of them. I was like, madre. Pardon, madre. I said, los niños.
Los niños frío.
Okay.
Los niños frío.
Yeah.
Blanqueta. I don't know if that's the word, right. But you go full pronunciation when you don't know. Blanqueta. Tranquilo.
Hace frío. Mucho calor. Ahora. Ahora. Yes, I did. And with.
You're making me hot.
I don't know what made me talk about that, but I surely was
Tony Baker has a really good joke about this. If you haven't seen him this set, I don't want to spoil it for you. He has a great joke about this. Go see him if he's in your city. With that, we are done with this. Patreon, we going to do it. You don't got to stop it, Amir. Josh. There's another banger for you.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.